Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio lesson, I'll talk about beat writers or beat generation. Okay, sometimes it is referred to as the beat generation, sometimes beat writers, and all of these writers were part of a beat movement. But what was this beat movement? Beat movement was basically an American social and literary movement which originated in the 1950s, and it was centered around Los Angeles, New York, and San Francisco. And who were the beat writers or the beat generation? See, there is quite a long list of writers, but let's focus on the most important writers. In the poets, there is Allen Ginsberg, then Gregory Corso, then Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Okay, Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Then in novelists, we have Jack Kerouac, then William Burroughs. But before elaborating further, why was the title beat chosen and what does it refer to? Beat can have two connotations. One is beaten down and then beatific. Now, what is the meaning of beatific? Beatific means something which expresses happiness or blissful happiness. That's why it is called beat. And the beat writers are also famous for being bohemian. Okay, bohemian. Now, what is the meaning of bohemian? Bohemian means unconventional, something which is radically different or unconventional. And this was one of the traits of the beat writers, even in their literary works. You know, in their literary works, you can say that they are anti-establishment, anti-political, then anti-intellectual. They are opposed to all the prevalent cultural and literary standards, and they are for self-expression in any form they want. And beat poets sought to transform poetry into an expression of genuine lived experience, and they did not even care about whether whatever they are writing is even decent or not. So they make almost every kind of reference possible. No, and a good example of such a literary work is by Ginsberg, Allen Ginsberg, called The Howl. That came out in 1956. And The Howl basically celebrates the subculture of drug users, social misfits, compulsive wanderers, as well as it is full of obscenities and even frank references to sex and intimate behavior. Along with that, it also has references to, you know, hallucinations which drugged people experience, then religious ecstasies. And writers like Ginsberg and other major figures of the movement, such as novelist Jack Kerouac, advocated a kind of free and unstructured composition in which the writer put down his thoughts and feelings without any kind of plan or revision, you know, so that they could convey the immediacy of their experience. So contrary to what, you know, a writer like William Wordsworth would say, that emotions collected in tranquility, that is what Wordsworthian poetry is like, okay, that he attempts to recollect emotions in tranquility. Now, people like Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac, they are trying to express the immediacy of their experience. You know, as they experience, they write it down. So their structure or the literary style of their writings is going to reflect the immediacy of experience. And along with this requirement of expressing the immediacy of their experience, what else was the reason? Basically, the beats and their advocates, those people who advocated the beat writings, found the joylessness and purposelessness of modern society sufficient justification for both, you know, withdrawal from society as well as expressing protest towards the current status quo. So this was the reason why the beat writers wrote in the way they did. And another important work, I've already mentioned Allen Ginsberg's work Howl, and then we have Jack Kerouac's On the Road. Okay, Jack Kerouac is a novelist. So don't forget that this movement, the beat movement, broadly occurred during the 1950s and 1960s.